Well, amidst some pressure over there in China when it comes to their mega tech companies, seeing an interesting change up atop Chinese retailer JD.com. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Ines Ferre, who's been watching that one play out for us. Ines?
And Zach, JD.com announcing that it is creating a position, a new president, Xu Lei. He is CEO of JD Retail, and he's been with the company since 2009. He will be taking over day-to-day operations over at JD.com. Now, Richard Liu, he is the founder, and he'll stay on as chairman and CEO of the company, and he will be focusing on long-term e-commerce strategies, mentoring, and also contributing to the revitalization of rural areas. That's the company's words there. And that wording, of course, being in line with the government's call for the wealthy to contribute for the common prosperity. So Liu has maintained a low profile since some rape accusations back in 2018. But if you take a look at the founders at Pinduoduo, the founder of ByteDance, they have given up their leadership positions. In this case, Liu will stay on, but still take a step back and with some other duties. JD.com, make no mistake, it has been the target of the government crackdown on big tech. And the company has been fined since December for mispricing products online. It's been accused of unfair practices. But if you take a look at the stock, today the stock is bumping, is up more than 3%. If you take a look over the last month, the stock is up 18%. You can see here in August, after they reported their quarterly results, a stellar quarterly results for the company, the stock had jumped up some 15%. If you look at it vis-a-vis some of the other Chinese tech companies that are trading here in the U.S., you can see JD up 10%. You can see some of the other names that have also been the target of government crackdowns, Baba down 19% over the same time period. Zach, Akiko?
Yeah, interesting to see that JD has done relatively well in the face of that crackdown, but certainly a nice bump there today, up about 3%.